The suffering continues in Fiji as COVID-19 cases soar amid its worsening health crisis. Close to 1,300 cases have been recorded in the last 24 hours, resulting in new curfew hours for the nation's main island of Vetivelu. It says Jacinda Ardern says she can't influence the Fijian government to go into lockdown. Alicia Foon has the details.
A nation in crisis, with no end in sight. COVID-19 cases in Fiji are escalating, and so is the suffering. There have been a record 1,285 cases in the last 24 hours, and 9 more deaths in the last 4 days. COVID patients are spilling out of hospitals, schools and churches, with symptomatic people being told to stay at home. Sashi Kiran, director of Friend, an NGO in Fiji, says people are heavily relying on groups like hers for food and medicine.
There's a lot more exposure because people are encouraged to get out and about for economic activities. We probably need to really shut down for a couple of weeks. We've lost young people. We have lost a lot of senior citizens, and it's very tragic. Everybody in Fiji now knows somebody who's died of COVID.
Fiji now has more than 18,000 active cases in isolation and 195 deaths. 193 of them from the latest outbreak. But the death toll and some of those figures are being questioned. 101 deaths have been linked to pre-existing medical conditions, despite them having COVID. Meanwhile, another local providing support to frontline workers is Social Empowerment Education Program Director Chantal Khan. She says the suffering is tragic.
I live right near the main road, and we count now the number of ambulances that run past the house every day, and you're looking at about 8 to 10 a day going in this direction, and your heart just breaks because someone's grandparent, someone's elder is being taken and rushed to the, you know, FAMET centres at the moment, and it's really devastating.
Hundreds of food packs have been going to vulnerable people thanks to the generosity of New Zealanders.
We also have very kind donations coming in from several places, including New Zealand. And we want to thank the New Zealand community that have sent funds for ration packs. There's a lot of potential for gaps to be opened up. So marginalized, vulnerable groups, the elderly, the disabled, you know, they fall through the gaps. So we try to make sure that we're catching as many as we can.
Here in Aotearoa, President of the Fiji Gidmit Foundation, Krish Naidu, has also sent thousands of dollars worth of food parcels to Fiji. He says it's taking a toll on people's well-being.
There is a humanitarian crisis of food in Fiji, you know, where people are really struggling. Hence why maybe some people are moving about looking for food due to COVID, borders being closed, and not everyone is getting the government financial support. But at the same time, we're also worried about the level of mental health issues our people are facing back home. We are aware of a number of suicides that have happened recently. So we're just telling people, you know, that support each other. And we're also doing our best to support them from here.
Despite calls for a lockdown, the Fiji government are adamant on focusing on vaccinations and keeping the economy afloat. Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern says she cannot influence Fiji's response, but can only offer support.
Ultimately, as with any nation, it's up to the political leaders to decide how they wish to respond to a COVID outbreak. Same for New Zealand, same for any country. Of course, you know, we are here and ready and willing to offer any support or advice that we may have had from our experience.
In a statement today, the Ministry of Health said it's aware of the demand on health services in Fiji and will be looking to see how they can provide assistance. A spokesperson says discussions are underway about the possible air transfer of a patient requiring hospital-level care. No formal request has been received by them at this stage.